Arizona governor's race is over. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After the vote tallies from Pima and Maricopa counties were tabulated on Monday,
Democrat Katie Hobbs will be leaving her seat as Secretary of State to become the new governor, narrowly beating Republican former news anchor Carrie Lake by 20,481 votes.
Stephanie Bennett of Fox 10 in Phoenix, who reports the margin falls outside the range of the state's automatic recount provisions, but there are still nearly 20,000 ballots statewide left to be counted nearly a week after the election. On Fox News Primetime with Jesse Waters, Carrie Lake, critical of the process.
They took our sacred vote and they just made a mockery of it.
Two close congressional races in Arizona have been called for the Republican candidates, as have races in California and New York State. That puts the Republican Party within one seat of taking the majority in the House. 13 races remain undecided. Democrats would need to win all of them to maintain their control. One of the world leaders of the G20 summit meeting in Bali has been diagnosed with COVID-19. Cambodia's Prime Minister Hun Sen now leaving the meetings only days after meeting with President Biden at the ASEAN summit of Southeast Asian leaders. President Biden will speak at the G20 summit meeting on Tuesday, calling for further isolation of Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. In Charlottesville, Virginia, Monday evening, prayer vigil on the campus of the University of Virginia. The school mourning the shooting deaths of three students on a bus returning from a field trip. All three members of the school's football team, a former team member, has been taken into custody outside Richmond following an hours-long manhunt. No word yet on the motive. Philadelphia Eagles are no longer undefeated, beaten by the Washington Commanders in Monday Night Football, 32-21. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
With heightened tensions over the invasion of Ukraine, the leaders of the U.S. and Russian spy agencies have held a face-to-face meeting.
A White House official says CIA Director Bill Burns met Monday with his Russian intelligence counterpart. Not many details available, but we've been told the two held talks in Turkey, where Burns warned of consequences if Russia were to deploy a nuclear weapon in Ukraine. It was the highest-ranking face-to-face engagement between U.S. and Russian officials since before Vladimir Putin ordered the invasion of Ukraine back in February. Jill Nato, Fox News.
U.S. Customs and Border Patrol has just released the illegal border crossing numbers for October, reporting there were 230,678 migrant encounters last month. That's the highest number ever for October. Multiple CPB sources telling Fox News there were also at least 64,000 known gotaways at the border in October. That's an average of more than 2,000 people slipping past Border Patrol every day. The agency's leader is now out of his job.
Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Chris Magnus was told by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, resign or be fired. Magnus first refused, then sent his resignation the following day. Former Immigration and Customs Enforcement Director Jonathan Fahey says Magnus is a scapegoat, sacrificed by the Biden administration after the midterms.
They had to do something to give the pretense that they're actually taking this issue seriously.
Whatever the intention, migrants are undeterred.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Dozens of people are expected to speak out in a courtroom in Wisconsin Tuesday. Relatives of some of the people killed in last year's Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin. On Wednesday, Darrell Brooks Jr. will be sentenced to life in prison for his 6 murder convictions for driving his SUV through the parade. Comedian Jay Leno says he'll be okay after being seriously burned on the face while working on a car in his famous garage in L.A. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.